and welcome to Radio PRS. I'm your co-host, Mike Ranton. Radio PRS is brought to you by the Psychical Research Society of Kansas City. PRS is a not-for-profit organization whose purposes include programs and activities to investigate, study, research, demonstrate, discuss, interpret, and expand information concerning psychic phenomena, parapsychology, and related subjects, and to disseminate information by any and all media of communication. The Psychical Research Society is not just an organization for those who practice the intuitive arts. We're here for anyone who is interested in exploring the subjects covered in our mission statement. If you'd like more information on becoming a member, please visit our website at prskc.org. Our guest this evening is Steve Starks of the Heartland Spiritual Alliance. You can call in and talk with Steve and Nikki this evening at 646-668-8212. Now here's your host, Nikki Williams.
Good evening, Mike. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little bummed about our loss to the Blue Jays tonight. But hey, still up 3-2. Go Royals. We come back home for another game on Friday. And I know we can get this. But hey, you know, it's baseball. What are you going to do? I am very excited about our guest tonight. Before we go into that, though, Mike, I'd like to talk to you just for a moment about the fair this past weekend. This was our 45th annual Psychic Fair, PRS Psychic Fair. How was your weekend? How was the fair for you?
It was busy, but it was good. Had positive comments coming out the door, so that's always a good sign.
Yes, it definitely is. I heard a lot of positive comments from clients, from readers, from vendors, from healers, lecturers. I really think it was a wonderful fair. I had a great time reading all weekend. Was really glad to see a lot of you guys out there come and visit me. I really do appreciate that. We've been doing this fair for a very long time, longer than almost any other fair in the country, actually. It's one of the longest-running fairs in the United States, and that's pretty exciting. But it was a great weekend, and I want to thank everybody for coming out, and I hope you all had a good time. And if you didn't get there that last year, that's okay. You got next year. You come next year. So I'm very excited about our guest this evening, and I'm very excited about the topic. The Heartland Spiritual Alliance is an organization that has existed in Kansas City for greater Kansas City area for about 30 years. And I want to welcome you, Steve, to our show this evening. Hi.
Hi, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're here also. And I also want to say I appreciate you stepping up and filling in a spot when we needed a guest. We kind of had some last minute, for those of you who don't know, we had some last minute changes we had to make. And I appreciate very much, Steve, that you are with us this evening.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I'm happy to be here. Hey, it was good seeing you this past weekend. I had a blast. Me and Sapphire had a blast at the show this weekend.
Yes. Oh, I was glad to see both of you. It was a great show. It was a lot of fun. And I'm glad that you
it
enjoyed
really
it.
Was.
I really am.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, I am excited to talk about Heartland Spiritual Alliance. And it's a topic that I know the organization has been around for quite a while, but I know there are a lot of people in the Kansas City area as of now who haven't heard of the organization before. So before we get going, though, onto that topic, I want to ask you first, tell me a little bit about you, Steve, about kind of your background and how you ended up with the Heartland Spiritual Alliance and doing what it is that you do.
Oh, wow. That's a question. Well, I was born. No. Actually, my experience with Heartland Spiritual Alliance started out almost exactly 30 years ago. This is the 30th year of the festival that we put on every year. And I got in like maybe 2 years late, so maybe about 28 years ago or so. I ran into a few friends at the Kansas City Renaissance Festival, and they were telling me about a whole new lifestyle, a whole new thing. I was a minister at the time.
Oh.
And I had never really had a chance to talk to people of a different lifestyle, of a different culture, of a different mindset of the way the world works. And I got talking to people at the Renaissance Festival, and they introduced me to a bunch of pagans. And I went to my first Heartland Pagan Festival about 28 years ago, and that was out of Camp Gaia. So, and that was my first experience with the whole thing. Yeah, I went from being raised as a very, not really strict, but kind of a narrow-minded mindset of how community works and things like that. And then at that point, it was kind of like my eyes were opened, and I realized that it wasn't really a narrow-minded, a tunnel vision type of community that we live in. The world is not like that, and there are people of other beliefs and other lifestyles and other cultures that make up this world that we live in, and that's what drew me to Heartland Spiritual Alliance and the Heartland Festival.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Well, and I'm so glad that you did come into contact with that organization and start working with them, or we wouldn't be here today.
Well, I'm sure somebody would be here today, maybe not me, but yeah, we wouldn't be on the phone right now.
Well, tell me a little bit about Heartland Spiritual Alliance itself. What is its purpose? What does it try to accomplish and achieve?
Well, the short answer is this. Heartland Spiritual Alliance is the organization that was created to provide the structure for the Heartland Pagan Festival every Memorial Day weekend. That is the short answer. And we work 365 days a year working on developing the infrastructure, finding food, finding, plumbing and camping areas and speakers and bands and security and everything else that goes along with this big festival we put on every Memorial Day weekend. But that's the short answer. I guess the long answer would be something more along the lines of we are an organization that wants to promote peaceful existence among people of other thoughts and other beliefs. We do this festival every spring or Memorial Day weekend to offer speakers to teach of all sorts of different topics, of different types of foods to cook, ways to recycle, even as far as minor as TV shows that are on, you know. Just all sorts of things that have to do with a lifestyle, it's really too immense to put into words.
Right.
Basically, what we do is we promote a peaceful existence between different lifestyles and respect. That's a big thing, respect for each other, respect for yourself, respect for the land. That's pretty much what we stand for.
I think that's absolutely an excellent vision, an excellent mission to put forward for any organization. And I'm assuming in order to foster that type of sense of community among people of different faiths and different spiritual paths, there has to be a fairly good amount of education involved.
Yeah, that's one of the things we try to do at the festival every Memorial Day weekend. We try to educate people. If you go to the festival and you don't know something about, like, perhaps Buddhism, we'll try to find a speaker that will speak on Buddhism and what they teach and how they live their lives, so people who are not Buddhists can learn this from them. It's part of having respect. You've really got to get some kind of a baseline common ground so you can talk to people, but in order to get that, you need to be educated. You need to hear what they believe. Same with Hindus and same with Judaism and everything else. You hear what they believe and how they live their lives, and then you kind of get a basis and a groundwork where you can live on common ground, and you can have a respectful, responsible communication and exchange of information.
Yes. I agree wholeheartedly, and in a community, particularly in the Kansas City area, I've noticed where there are growing numbers of persons of alternative spiritual paths, whether that be paganism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam. This is a rather diverse spiritual community in the Kansas City area. Even people like myself who are kind of an eclectic mix of everything, you know, let's throw in a little Christianity, a little Buddhism, a little paganism. We'll throw in a little bit of everything and come up with a Nikki, you know. But I've discovered that...
is that what a Nikki is?
It's what a Nikki is. It's a little bit of everything. That's why it glows so brightly. But I've discovered over the years that it truly is possible. And for so many people don't believe in this idea of being able to coexist peacefully and harmoniously. And I like to see that different organizations are fostering this idea that, yeah, we can do this. We can each live our lives in our own spiritual path, or even not spiritual path. You know, for those that are belong to a more atheistic mindset.
Right, and
that really
applies to me more than most people understand. I'm really scientific. I am not very spiritual minded, so to speak. I like to be more, I'm not atheistic, but I tend to be more scientific, but I like to understand where people are coming from. So that I can have a conversation with them. And once again, that goes back to showing respect. I also like to say that Heartland Spiritual Alliance, we foster this mutual respect among other different beliefs in spite of what a lot of modern religion and a lot of modern politics would like to teach us should be acceptable. I mean, a lot of people try to tell us that we should not accept something that's different than what we believe in. But quite frankly, that's how the world works, is we have to accept that things are different than what we would like to believe all around us.
Yeah.
And we can't live through our lives without recognizing that.
Well, it's very true. We have to share this world that we live in.
Right.
And
yeah.
It doesn't belong to any single one of us or any single group of us or any single nationality of us. It's we're a global community. And in order to function as a global community, I think it's something we should all strive for. Yes, I can live my life according to my own spiritual beliefs without infringing upon those of others and vice versa. That's what I find to be an acceptable message and lifestyle, coexisting lifestyle. I love those bumper stickers, you know, the coexist bumper stickers.
Yeah.
I love those with all the different religious symbols. You know, they're fabulous. And I love what I've seen, yes, I know there's a great deal of societal pressure from different politicians and different organizations that would like to try and separate us. But what I'm seeing and feeling around me and what I'm getting from my guides personally is that this is simply the resistant element to the change that is happening, the change that is occurring, the higher level of global consciousness that is transcending that sense of separation.
That's a good point. I mean, it is happening, whether we resist it or not. In the last 30 years I've been in the community, I've seen big changes in society outside of what I believe in, that they're starting to accept different lifestyles. You got they finally legalized gay marriage. They finally started putting different symbols on military dog tags according to different religions. They didn't used to do that. This is all fairly new. We're actually becoming a more enlightened society. And
we really truly are.
And I'm noticing this in my short time span. I can just imagine how somebody who's, 35 years old, 10 years older than me. Okay, I lied. How other people are noticing other changes, because I'm sure it's just crescendoing. It's just getting faster and faster and more accepting. And that's good. That's the way it should be.
I agree. I agree with you on that. And I think it's important, an important step in the evolution of humanity. Deepak Chopra would says in oh, I don't even remember which lecture it was I was listening to, but it was definitely Deepak, that in general we have reached the pinnacle of our evolution that is based on survival of the fittest. And the evolution that is taking place is on a much more spiritual and intellectual level now. So that we are moving past this, we are adapting to survive. Now we are adapting to thrive and to thrive together.
Right, yeah. It, you know, there was the Stone Age, and then there was the Iron Age, and then there, or the Bronze Age, and then there's the Electronic Age, and then there was the Communication Age. And I think we're actually into right now, probably we're evolving from the Communication Age into the Enlightened Age. We're actually, as a general populace, not, you know, each individuals per se, but as a general populace in the world, we're beginning to understand that just because somebody has a different way of doing things doesn't make them wrong. We're becoming more enlightened, more accepting, and more tolerant and more willing to live together as a community. And hopefully in the next maybe 50 years or so, that'll start to produce some fruits that'll really be good for humanity and for civilization.
I think so. I think it's truly a giant step in the right direction. And I do, even over my lifetime, and just to put that in perspective, when you were starting, when you went to your first Heartland Pagan Festival 28 years ago, I was still in high school, dude. Actually, I wasn't even quite yet in high school. But not to make you feel old, I'm just trying to say that even in my lifetime, because you're not,
okay,
in my lifetime.
Since you mentioned that I was old, maybe it's time to let people in on
the
joke that it is my birthday and I am 25 years old today.
Yes. I was getting ready to mention that. You got to wait a second. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, by the way. No,
yes,
you're
well,
not
thank
old.
You very much.
I'm very pleased that you joined us on your birthday and took the time out to join us. I appreciate that. But what I'm saying
is that,
even over my amount of time on this planet, I've seen so much growth. And I come from a much more, I grew up Baptist. And,
yeah. Well,
and
I was a Jehovah's Witness, so yeah, I understand.
So we're close to the same type of mindset there in our upbringing,
right?
But yeah, I've seen so much in my whole lifetime, from growing up as someone who didn't quite understand all of, but was drawn to occult sciences and such forth, but yet at the same time it was frowned upon and it was considered frightening to so many other people. And now look at the PRS Psychic Fair, look at the Casey Metaphysical Fair, look at Heartland Pagan Festival, look at all of these fabulous events just even in this area that keep drawing more and more people in to a state of consciousness that is open, and I think that's awesome.
And what's really neat about it is if you go to Pagan Pride Day, you don't find people hiding what they believe. They're not cowering in the shadows. They're saying, you know, this is what we are. This is what we, this is how we believe. And we live this type of lifestyle. You may think we're evil and we're burning cats every Saturday night or whatever you might think that we do. No, we are normal people. We have kids and we attend school functions. And we shovel our neighbor's driveway in the winter and things like that. This is who we are. We're normal, good people. And that was not the case many years ago where if there was a Pagan Pride Day, you know, maybe 30 years ago, you'd have all sorts of people joining at the gate saying, this leads to gang membership and this leads to child molestation and things like that. People just were afraid of what they didn't understand. And now it's gotten a whole lot better. It really has. As bad as it is,
it has.
I mean, it's not perfect now, but it is a whole lot better than it used to be. And that's, like I said, that's part of what HSA is all about. We're educating people, not only people in the pagan community about how to live certain aspects of their life and different things that they could do to make, you know, even just coming home from work on Friday night a little more bearable, but also we're trying to show the public that we're normal people, and we have the issues that everybody else has, but you know, we're also good, normal people. And so here, take a look at us. This is who we are. We're selling turkey legs at the Renaissance Festival. We're supporting the band membership at the high school and that sort of thing. You know, that's what HSA is about, making it more public.
Yeah, and I think it's excellent because it allows for a sense of the sense of community that we were talking about earlier. That's an inclusive community, and not just a community amongst the pagan community or a community of alternative spiritual paths, but a community, a complete community that is inclusive with everyone.
You know, I guess you take out the minor things like what is your heritage and what is your religion and what do your eyes look like and what is your sexual preference. You take all that petty things out and you realize that we are a community of people that are open-minded and respectful and accepting of everyone. That's what it comes down
yes.
to.
Very much so. I agree very much so. And I think it's awesome. 30 years was for the organization for putting on that Heartland Pagan Festival.
Well,
this is
going to be the 31st. Yeah, last year was this summer was our 30th year anniversary. Yeah, 30 years.
Yeah.
And there were
wow.
2 years, let's see. Yeah, there were 2 years that went on without me. And so I was involved. I got to see the infancy of HSA. It was really kind of cool how it all started out and how things have grown.
And now you have another event that's coming up this Saturday, and I will be there.
Right.
The Witches
you
Ball.
Will.
I
yes.
will be there. I will be there. I'll
well,
be bringing
me...
a table and doing some readings.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah. That'll be great. First of all, let me back up a little bit. We do a couple things that are fundraisers for Heartland Spiritual Alliance. I
okay.
am the chairman of the fundraiser committee, and I'm basically in charge of organizing fundraisers. And so what we did over the fall is, of course, the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. We sponsor a booth there. We sell turkey legs and scotch eggs and corn on the cob. And we did excellent.
Yes, I had some of those scotch eggs this year.
Ooh, they're good. Oh,
love
man,
those.
It's a they lot of hard work. And I have to give a shout out to all the people that helped us out this year. Another huge success. A lot of hard work. I unfortunately couldn't work the festival for 3 weekends out of the 7. But I spent my entire time here scheduling all the people. My buddy Dusty, he ran the booth. He's a good man. He's my buddy. It was another successful event, and we raised quite a bit of money for Heartland. And that is over with now. And now that that's over, the next thing on my plate right now is the Witches Ball is coming up this Saturday.
Yes, this is very exciting. I'm so excited about this. I haven't got to come to one before, and so this is my first. And
let me tell you.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Pop Up Studios in Kansas City.
Where is
that? 1910 Walnut.
Well, now there is some kind of confusion there. I want to clarify this. It is at 1910 Walnut, the
right.
old Falco building. Now there are two places: Pop Up Studios and Pop Up Art Gallery.
Okay.
They're both owned by Camilio. He owns both buildings, but now the one we're at is the one that is two blocks to the west, 1910 Walnut Street. That's Pop Up Studios, not Art Gallery.
Right. 1910
yes.
Walnut Street. Casey Moe.
Right.
Casey Moe.
Casey Moe, yeah, and it's a big event. I'm happy to be doing something that's not all work. You know, this is a party. We're gonna have fun. It's a costume. It's a costume slash Halloween slash Samhain party, You know, we're just going to have a good old time. It's going to be a blast. I am working on developing a flameless fire. I'm having issues with it right now, but I'm hoping it's going to work out. We're going to set this thing up, and we're going to have what looks like a real fire, but there's no flames involved because it's indoors. I'm hoping for I've got a bunch of people from Kansas City Drum Tribe coming out. I'm hoping for a lot of drummers, hoopers, poi, flameless poi, you know, spinners, drumming, dancing, and then we have DJ, and we'll have a bar, we'll have food, and then off to the side, you said you're going to be coming out and doing some readings.
We have
a whole section devoted for readers, face painters, henna, and I want to let people know that if you come out and you take it inside the event and you are a reader and you want to do some readings, great. If you're a henna artist, you want to do some henna, bring your henna out. If you're a face painter, bring your face paints out. We're going to make this a whole carnival event type thing. I won't charge you any extra to set up a table. You may want to bring a table because I guess, you know, we got a limited amount of tables. But, and do your face painting, do your henna, do your readings, do your massage, do your Reiki. Whatever you want to do, you know, great. Have fun.
Wonderful.
And, you know, you can even charge whatever you want to. If you want to charge for it, that's fine. If you don't want to charge, don't charge. It's not a big deal. We're not going to ask you any additional fees for doing it. However, I would like people to realize this is a fundraiser, so donations would be appreciated. But we're not going to come by and police it and say, here, you owe us this much. Now, whatever you want to give is great. What we want this to be a carnival atmosphere, everybody having fun, doing what you want to do, and, you know, no stress, just have fun.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. This is going to be a ball. Well, it is. It's literally going to be a ball.
It is a ball. That's what it's for. It's a ball.
The title of the show, Have a Ball with Heartland Spiritual Alliance.
Yes. Now, did you see my notice on the event page?
I did, and I have to tell you, I'm a little concerned.
Well, I don't see any reason to be concerned. I mean, you have to realize we have people in the area that are trained to take care of this sort of thing. Maybe we should give some background here.
Oh, yes. I think it's probably a good idea. I think maybe our listeners need to know just in case. You know, we probably need to keep them informed.
We don't want to send out panic waves here. The theme of the Witch's Ball is the Walking Undead. Come as your favorite Walking Undead. Walking Dead TV show is huge these days. I love it. I'm a big fan.
Great show.
I couldn't come as Rick Grimes. I've got other things in mind. But anyway, with this in mind, I got in touch with these friends of mine from Texas A&M, and they have this cadaver at their morgue that it turns out when they pull it out of the freezer, and it starts to warm up, it starts to move, it starts to flinch. And so I thought this would be great for us to have here. And they said, well, as long as you keep it cold, it stays frozen, it doesn't move, that's fine. But if it gets warm, it starts to move. And so I said, okay, fine. And they sent it up here, and this morning it got caught in a car wreck or a truck wreck or something, and the body disappeared. It's not a big issue. They say if it burnt up, it should be fine, but the investigators never turned up a body, so that thing is somewhere out there, I guess. I don't know. But they say it's like, what did they call it? They called it the flesh-eating virus, the plantar fasciitis. What's the other one? Necrotizing fasciitis. Yeah, that's what they said it was. And they said
if you watch enough episodes of how you pick up on these things.
Yeah. Well, so what happened is the body disappeared. And so I talked to them down there, and they said that since the body never showed up and I was accusing them of not never sending me this, what they call a real zombie, they're going to send me three more. And, I'm assuming that it's not really a health issue. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, they're not going to walk around and bite somebody, are they? I wouldn't think.
Well, I would assume not, and I would think if it was an actual issue, they would have gotten the CDC involved or something to that effect.
You would think. So I'm just putting my faith in the college students. I'm just assuming that they know what they're doing. And
well, have you met any college students?
I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to say I don't think there's any danger here.
My daughters are both college students,
but
let me tell you.
But we'll see. And I tell you what, if I will continue to put updates on the event page, and I'm going to try to pull up the event page here so I can tell everybody where the event page is here. I got a Facebook event here. It's just basically if you go to Facebook and you type in Witches Ball, it'll show up. But www.facebook.com/events, and then a bunch of numbers. I would just type in Witches Ball. But I'm posting updates, and I assume that the other things that have happened in Kansas City, like the bar thing that I heard about just a few hours ago, with the guy with his face bitten off. I don't think that has anything to do with the zombie that they were sending up to me. I don't think so.
Oh, we'll see what it could be? It could be the bath salts. You remember the bath salts that made people go crazy? Yeah. That probably is what the bar issue is all about. That could be it.
But anyway, yeah, no problems. We're still going to have our party. And you know, come as your favorite walking undead and
And
no
walking
fear,
undead
no
meaning
don't
zombie,
worry.
Vampire, that's a very broad
Think about
definition.
It. I mean, walking undead, I mean, think about Frankenstein's monster. I mean, he's not alive or dead. That's a good one. Werewolves, are they? Well, no, werewolves are still alive, I guess. But, you know, use your imagination.
They
definitely
straddle the veil between what we consider living and then the spiritual elements. So that's amazing.
And there you get into the veil there, and that brings up the whole issue of the whole Halloween and Samhain party.
Yes, definitely. Right. Yes, and Samhain being, for those of you who don't know, Samhain is one of the holidays of different pagan religions that is basically the New Year. It's also the night that we recognize those who have passed. We honor our dead. And Halloween.
The late fall has always been a time of finishing things up and ending things. And in most of the ancient pre-Christian civilizations, sunset was the beginning of the new day. And so when the sun set, that was when the morning was, and that was when the day started. And same with the seasons. As the season winds down in the late fall, that was when the new year was, and that's why Samhain was the new year. It was also the time where we recognized, there was a lot of, like, harvesting pigs and chickens and beef and hunting and things like that. So there was a lot of death going on, and people realized that this is the time to start recognizing the people who have died over the past year. So this is a time of recognizing and honoring our past loved ones. Also, it seems that this is a time when the veil is thin between the worlds. And so connecting with past loved ones from generations past even, it becomes easier at this time of year. And also getting messages from the gods and from the nature spirits and the other worlds. The veil is thin, and so this is where messages come through more clearly and easier. And people who don't necessarily seem to have a knack for doing readings, this may be a time for them to start, because the conduits are so much more easily accessible. And those who are adept at it, this is when their readings become more clear. And so that's why we do readings this time of year as well.
Oh, yes, definitely. And this time of year, one of the things I've always found interesting is that, for example, in particularly in ancient European societies and some others as well, there weren't four seasons. It wasn't seen as four seasons. It was basically the planting and the growing and then the harvesting and the time of rest. So it was like the two separate times of year, which actually, if you think about Missouri, it kind of works for us. We don't really have definite seasons in Missouri.
You got warming up and cooling down season.
Yeah, basically. And if you want more information on different pagan festivals and sabbats and things like that, if you're just curious, you can definitely find that information via the internet and other places. There's some wonderful books out there. But it's this Samhain, I think, in particular, and Yule for me are my two favorite of those holidays. But yeah, in my house, Halloween rules. It reigns supreme. It really does.
Yeah. Yeah. I like anything from the beginning of the Renaissance festival all the way through till Christmas. I just like this entire holiday season. But I think Halloween is, if I'm not so busy working on this witch's ball like I am this year, I really enjoy it. I'd love to carve pumpkins. I love to see trick or treaters. I love to see the kids getting involved in these old traditions, which, you know, even whether they know it or not, where they come from, they are developing their own little happy little memories of this season. And I think that's just so great.
Yes, I do too. And it's an interesting mix this time of year of those old traditions and the newer ones. Like the trick-or-treating tradition is rooted in ancient themes, but in general, it's a very American practice, a very modern
practice. And very
practice.
New.
Yeah,
very new.
Well,
after
even
World War II.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't really even become very popular until like the late 40s, early 50s. And it is a staple of American society, and it is something that has spread to other communities in the world. And it's kind of neat to think that this is something that we created ourselves in a way. Yeah, it was based on some ancient cultures and sometimes superstitions, but in general, this is a very American time of year.
It really is. It's really a kind of a cool American tradition. Even though you'll see it done in different aspects in different parts of the world, the way we do it here is it's very unique as far as the world goes. Yeah. So.
Yeah, very much so. I want to remind our guests, our guests. You're my guest. Hi, guest. I want to remind our listeners.
You're gonna remind
like
me of what?
I would like to remind our listeners that you can call in and talk with us this evening. If you have any questions about Heartland Spiritual Alliance, if you have any questions about Heartland Pagan Festival, if you have any questions about the Witch's Ball, you can call us at 646-668-8212. We'd be happy to talk with you this evening. You can also talk to Steve via Facebook. You want to tell us a little bit more about that, Steve?
Yeah, basically I am computer illiterate. The best way to reach me is on Facebook, www.facebook.com. And if you look up the word Skolan, Skeolam, I'm the only one. Or you can look at Steve Starks. And you can find me on Facebook. And you can send me a message if you'd like, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Definitely, definitely. And while you're at it, make sure you wish him a happy birthday. And you know what? I'm an October baby, too. My birthday was October 1st. And I know that I adore all seasons throughout the year in one way or another. But this really is my favorite time of year. And I wonder if that has anything to do with the fact that I was born during it. But, you know, I know a lot of us that are born in this time of year tend to we resonate with it.
I have thought that myself, and here is just, you know, once again, I'm back to my scientific logic mind, and I'm thinking, you know, every year our birthday comes around, and every year we're told happy birthday, and yay, this is for you, and this is your celebration, and this is your time of year. And so as you grow up, you start to look forward to that time of year. And so the time of year just before your birthday, you're always excited, and it's just ingrained in you to look forward to this time of year. That's what I'm thinking.
So if
your birthday is in June, or if your birthday is in late July, you start to look forward to your birthday just before the 4th of July, And then before you know it, when you're in your mid-teens, you think the 4th of July is the best holiday in the, ever. That's what
I
think.
That makes a lot of sense to me. It really does. Because you would, and I think it says something, again, for us as human beings, we can take this onto a deeper spiritual level and say, you know what, we automatically naturally look for those things that truly make us feel that we are born blessed, that we are born special, and that we're not this, whatever this negative tapes are that tend to play in our heads from time to time.
Right. We're not just one person in a billion. We are a special person, and we have a family that cares for me, myself. Yeah, we all have that need. And that's one of the reasons that I'm really happy about the community that I live in, is that we always, I shouldn't say always, we try to instill on every single person that, yeah, you know what, I may not appreciate the fact that you eat meat and I don't, or we may not appreciate the fact that you listen to a different type of music that I don't, but you are a special person. You are an individual, and you deserve this respect, and you deserve recognition as being an individual. You know, that's
so true.
I just got a question online here from one of my more spiritual friends, who is offering all of his support to my being on the air tonight. And he says, what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? If that could be any kind of indication of how my friends think. Thanks, Pat.
Love it. Love it.
any serious questions?
Well, tell us a little bit more, and we've talked about the ball. We touched on Heartland Pagan Fest briefly, but tell us a little bit more about how Heartland Pagan Fest works, what's involved in that weekend.
Oh, wow. In that weekend, basically, it is it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday of Memorial Day weekend, and it consists of a lot of pagan lifestyle events. We have speakers and bands. Let's start with Thursday. We start with an opening ceremony. We have a ritual. We call in the quarters. We call the god and goddess. We bless the land and that sort of thing. And then we go on with basically just a big party at a lot of spots. But underlying it is, all day long we have workshops, speakers discussing different books they may have read or written, artists that do different types of art. It's so varied through the entire time. And then every night, you know, all day long we have these workshops, and it's a big communal thing, and people are talking and shopping. There's a lot of merchants out there. That's one thing I really should bring up, is that we have merchant space, lots and lots of merchant space. They vary between 10 by 10, 10 to 20, 20 by 20. I mean, there's all sorts of different spaces of merchant space you can get. So you can go shopping all day long. You can attend different speakers, events. You can go to different workshops. And then as the sun goes down, there's the big fire. We do a big fire with a lot of drumming and a lot of dancing. And then there's a band that plays. Usually we have three or four different bands that play on different nights. It's just a big communal family reunion on steroids. It's just great.
I like that. I like that analogy there. Wonderful.
Okay, I have a question here. How can I join HSA?
That's an excellent question.
Yeah. Got another question. I'm not going to mention that one. Yeah, how can I join an HSA? Well, basically, if you go to kchsa.com, you can go to a there's a tab there where you can join HSA, and you can actually be part of putting together this huge party, this huge gathering of you know, like-minded people. And he just posted www.kchsa.org to join.
Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah.
Wonderful. And for those of you who are looking at the web page of the radio right now, there is a link towards the bottom of the description of our radio program to that website. So you can visit that website as well while you're listening even, and you can browse around a little bit.
And if you're interested in merchanting, there, like I said, there's lots of merchant spacing. You can reach, I don't know if you know, do you know Aislinn? You probably know
Aislinn.
Yes,
I do, yes.
I thought you did. Yeah, you can reach, you can talk to Aislinn at AislinnFireHawk, that's Aislinn Firehawk, no spaces, no capitals, at GMA. Is that GM? You know, I'm not looking. I'm not saying right. GMAIT.com, I believe. That's for merchant information. If somebody could send me a correction there, that would be helpful. But that's what it looks like. It's Aislinn Firehawk at GMAIT.com. And that's for merchant information.
Wonderful, wonderful. And that's a great, you know, because I'm sure you are definitely looking for more merchants, and I know there are a lot of merchants out there who would probably really love to be involved in Heartland Pagan Festival. So I have a question, though. Is this a camping event? Do you have to be involved in the camping aspect, or is there a way for, like, for those of us that are kind of allergic to camping, that we could be involved in maybe on a day pass or something to that effect?
Yeah, there are day passes available. A day pass actually goes, it's a 24-hour pass. And let me see, I'm sure I've got that here somewhere. Day passes are $50. And, yeah, you can do a day pass. You don't have to camp out there. I've got a friend who says that his most major outdoor experience is walking from his apartment to his car, and he's got an indoor parking. So he does not do outdoor. I'm getting yells here from people from saying that my address for Aislinn is wrong. Okay, let's try this again. It's AislinnFirehawk at gmail.com.
Gmail, there you go.
That's what I was, G-M-A-I-L, yeah, Gmail. It's AislinnFirehawk at gmail.com.
Sorry,
so anyway, a day. Sorry about that, man. I'm trying to read this on my computer, and first of all, I can't read, and second of all, my eyes are bad, so. Anyway, you get a day pass for Heartland for $50, and a day pass is from 9 to 9. It's 24 hours. So it's, you know, you don't
to
have
because,
to camp.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
exciting
so anyway,
for me
yeah.
because I'm the kind of person who believes, well, my idea of roughing it is a Holiday Inn without a blow dryer. So.
Well, you know, a lot of people can't handle a lot of the outdoor stuff, and that's understandable. So I got something in my mouth. We are trying to find ways that we can offer like hotel rooms in the area, not through HSA, but you know. If you want to take an entire weekend pass, which is $100 right now, up until March 31st, you can get a full weekend pass. We can try to direct you to another hotel, so you can drive off the property, go to a hotel, take a shower, sleep in a nice bed, get your CPAP plugged in, whatever you need to do, and then come back. So we have weekend passes. And if you only want to spend it in just one day there, you can spend the day there, but you can stick around until the fire at night, and you can watch the concert at night, and then leave early in the morning. You know, it's a full-day pass.
Right. Wonderful. Wonderful. I think it's really really good to have options like that. Because, you know, like you said, there are some people that don't handle necessarily the camping experience very well. And I myself, you know, I'm an albino. I don't handle the sunlight very well. But in general, I do think it's great. You know, there are a lot of us who have a great appreciation and love for nature, but we just don't handle it very well. So it's wonderful that option is available. And I think
I'm quite the opposite. I prefer to just go out there for the entire time and just sit in my tent during the day because it's just too hot to do anything else, you know? So, yeah, whatever you want to do, we can make arrangements for just about anything.
That's wonderful. I'm glad that you guys are accommodating. That's great.
Yeah.
It's
really good.
Just to remind
time.
Everybody, the website for HSA is kchsa.org. And, again, that is at if you're listening to this radio program via its webpage, its broadcast page, that link is down at the bottom of the description of the episode. So you can find it right there, and you can go right to the website. You can find out about the organization. You can find out about Heartland Pagan Festival. Do you guys have a link to the Witch's Ball or anything on the ball on the website?
I believe there is. There should be at least at the bottom where it says register for it. I really don't know. I should have looked that up.
Okay, it's all right.
If you go to Facebook and look at events and look for Witch's Ball, there it is.
There you go. So you can find Witch's Ball via Facebook. You definitely can. And, again, the Witch's Ball is this Saturday. What is the time on that event? What times?
For the Witch's Ball?
Yes.
Okay, the Witch's Ball starts at 6 o'clock p.m., and shortly after 6 o'clock, probably 6:30 to 7 o'clock, we're going to start a ritual. And after that, after the ritual, we're going to open the bar and open the food and open the readers, and it's going to be a huge party all the way until 2 o'clock a.m. So if you want to come
partying until the cows come home.
Oh, no, we're gonna make sure the cows are home before we're done. So, I mean, if you want to show up from 9 o'clock and just dance around a little bit for a few hours and have the food in the bar, that's great. If you want to show up early and join with the drumming, Casey Drum Tribe and the Hoopers and the Poi, come early and join in with that. Whatever is your bag, just show up at the appropriate time. It should be a blast for everyone.
And what are the prices on the tickets for the event? What are the prices for to get in?
I'm glad you asked that. It's $30 in advance and $40 at the door. Now, if you show up wearing a costume, we'll give you a $5 break. It'll be $35 at the door.
Awesome.
So it's $30 in advance and $40 at the door.
And remember, everybody, this is a fundraiser for Heart and Spiritual Alliance, which has really an excellent vision and mission statement that we were talking about earlier, about trying to create an awareness in the community where we, all of us, of different spiritual paths can coexist in respect and peace and, well, peace and love, man. Peace and, I'm going to go all hippie on you now.
Peace, love, man. Yeah.
But, I'm excited about the event. I'm really excited to be able to be there for the first time this year. I think it's going to be so much. I'll even bring my drums, so if somebody doesn't have a drum, you know. I have quite a few.
Please do.
So we can all
please do.
Join in.
And I want to say that you can get advance tickets at www.kchsa.org. That's where the advance tickets are being sold. And, just come on out. I have gotten so much response to this since last weekend. At the psychic fair, I've gotten so much more response. This is going to be a huge event. I'm thinking it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a huge, huge party. It's going to be wonderful. So,
before we go to Mike real quick, let me ask you one more question. Is there anything that I know you guys have food and things, but is there anything you'd like for anyone to bring, you know, just to step up the party even a little more.
Well, you know, if you want to do readings, come be prepared, bring a table, do readings. That's great. If you want to bring food to share, that's fine. Bring it and share it. We're not expecting it. We're not demanding anything to be done. If you want to bring decorations, that'd be great. We're not asking you to bring them, but if you bring them, that's fine. Food, bring your own special drink if you that's what you want to have. Bring your own special food if that's what you want to have. Bring food to share if that's what you want to do. We're not demanding you bring anything. We're just saying, you know, bring what you want to. And, yeah, if you want to do face painting, come prepared to do face painting. But I would like to also mention that this is a fundraiser. So if you do make a profit, please remember we're hosting it and we're doing this to raise funds and give whatever you think is fair.
Exactly. Be generous of spirit. Pay it forward, guys. Pay it forward.
Right.
We're going to run to Mike real quick so he can tell us what's coming up in PRS. Take it away, Mikey.
All right. Coming up November 14th, we have Robin Stevens with Feng Shui. December 5th is our annual holiday dinner and awards ceremony. And then January 16th will be our predictions panel. These meetings will be at 4700 Rainbow in Westwood, Kansas. Members of PRS do get in for free, and everyone else is welcome to join us for $5. For more info, you can see our website, prskc.org.
Wonderful. And coming up over the next couple of weeks here on Radio PRS, next week we have Wanda Chapel. She is a very well-renowned numerologist here in the Kansas City area. She's going to be doing some little mini numerological analysis for our callers. So that's exciting. And the week after that, on November 4th, we have Christy Stuckey. And I got the pleasure of sitting next to Christy in one of the readers' areas at the fair this past weekend. She is amazing. So you are not going to want to miss that. We'll be doing some tandem readings together here on the air. That's going to be a lot of fun, too. We've got some wonderful things coming up after that, but we don't have a lot of time. So I just want to thank you, Steve, and remind everybody, visit kchsa.org. And we're about ready to close off, but is there anything you want to just add just real quick, Steve?
I just wanted to say happy birthday to Scoob, because it's his birthday too. And, hey, I'm glad you guys had me on here, and it's been a blast. And I appreciate all you're doing for everybody.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to have you on here too. And happy birthday, Scoob. Yo, Scoob. Happy birthday
thank
to my fellow
much.
Libras.
Yes, all Libras.
Yes. Have a glorious and beautiful and wonderful Wednesday night. Good night, everybody. Cue the music, Mikey.